Frustration and fear reign in Nigeria. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A few days ago, Boko Haram executed a well-known pastor and regional Christian leader. Voices of Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says,
"The Christian Association of Nigeria released a statement, and basically the sentiments were, hey, national government, you have announced repeatedly that you've defeated Boko Haram, but look at what's happened. They obviously are not defeated. They're still killing Christians. They're still killing pastors."
The Christian Association of Nigeria issued an appeal to world powers for help, but so far, no one has stepped up to help. Would you pray?
It's certainly a frustration for the Nigerian Christians who say, wait a minute, we're being killed. We're being beheaded. World, why aren't you paying attention?
And Bukra's story is not that unusual for a displaced child. A Syrian refugee, Bukra and her family fled to Lebanon after civil war swallowed the country. Because they're considered illegal immigrants, the kids can't go to public schools. But Bukra was educated by Heart for Lebanon through their HOPE program. Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon says she tested into a new school and continues to pursue her dream of becoming a teacher someday. But she's also become a teacher now. Bukra spends her evenings teaching other kids in her tent camp the things that she's learned in school.
She's teaching them English. She's teaching them math. She's teaching them Bible stories. She's sharing her faith through her love for education.
It starts with one person who can stand with a ministry like Heart for Lebanon. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here on our social media network or stream our podcasts at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.